You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshureword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thanks be to God for His 119 direction. What am I talking about? 119 direction, the right direction, the way through the confusion, the way we can go and how we can endure to the end. Thank God for His 119 answer, His 119 direction for this Antichrist post 9-1-1 world of confusion, strong delusion, when men will not endure sound doctrine. We're going to get some right direction. The answer to 9-1-1 is 119. When your soul is vexed, and your righteous soul will be vexed daily as you look at what's going on in this Antichrist world today. For the torment of soul, for the confusion, for the tribulation that we must endure to the end. There's no such thing as a pre-trib rapture. I still shake my head nowadays at the number of people that would say such foolishness and don't realize that 100% of us have been left behind because God said so in the first place. How can they look at what has happened in the last 15, 20 years and not know that we are involved in this Antichrist war on the saints and that there is not a single verse of Scripture in the entire Holy Bible in context rightly divided by the Holy Ghost that says pre-tribulation rapture? Not one. Not a single verse. But it sells as it should be expected to sell in a time when men will not endure sound doctrine. This is a time marked by that condition. Two great problems in the world. Number one, there's no fear of God, and God's about to step in and fix that himself. And number two, there is this great worldwide famine for hearing the Word of God. It's amazing how many people don't even know which Bible of the now nearly 200 English things called Bibles. Most people today don't know, have not fully considered how important it is to know which of those 200 things called Bibles in the English language is the God-promised, perfect, and only holy Bible. It's amazing, but it's no wonder that there is such strong delusion and confusion and tribulation and torment of soul. But God gives us answers. Here's what God said to you, kings and priests. He hath made you kings and priests unto God. And as a king, you are to rule with wisdom and love. So here is God's instruction to you kings who have authority. If you're under authority, if you know the authority which God has placed you under, if you're under authority that the King of Kings has placed you under, if you're truly submitted to God, then you have fullness of authority. Because you can't be in authority unless you're under authority. But here is God's instruction to you, one of his kings and priests. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. Guard against defilement. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Have you noticed the difference between the law of the Lord and the law of this world, of this Antichrist world today? Have you noticed how the title of the bill of the things that become laws is normally about 180 degrees opposite of what you would expect the law to be about? You need to know the law of the Lord. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. If you want to be in the way of the undefiled, if you don't want to be defiled in this way that we must walk in this post-911 Antichrist world, you need to know what the law of the Lord is. Because that's the only way you'll be undefiled in this very defiled Antichrist world today. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. Do we understand the difference between sin and iniquity? Heaven is going to be 100% full of redeemed, repentant sinners and not a single worker of iniquity. There is a difference. Iniquity begins with I. If you don't know that difference, there's a short article on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website regarding iniquity. If you haven't seen it in a long time, it'd be good to read it again so that you understand the difference between sin and iniquity. The most frightening words God ever gave. Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, haven't we done many mighty works? Haven't we even cast out devils in your name? Then will I say unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. See, we're all sinners. We're all born sinners. That's why we need to be born again. But this iniquity thing, you need to understand what it's all about. And don't go there. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. His testimonies. And that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments, including number 4, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. O, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How can a young man in this Antichrist world of confusion and perversion today, with all the filth in this world today coming down around our ears daily, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Paying attention to the Word of God. Knowing what God said. There is no other way. Certainly for a young man. wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. That God promised perfect word, that more sure word to be found in the KJV, the King Jesus Version, Holy Bible. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hidden mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. We need to put this word, this more sure word, of that God promised perfect and only Holy Bible in us. We've got to memorize Scripture. Put it in you. Put it in you. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live, and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Is that my testimony? Is that your testimony, that I have kept thy testimonies? We should be striving to make that our testimony, that I have kept thy testimonies. That is the way through this confusion and strong delusion, that we seek to have that be our testimony, that I have kept thy testimonies. If you don't know what they are, you sure can't do that very well. Princes also did set and speak against me. Do you have people speaking against you? Good, good. Watch out if everybody says you're good. Isn't it nice? Beware when all speak well of you. You're probably not walking right in this Antichrist world today, in this post-911 world. Woe unto you if everybody speaks well of you. But rejoice if they're all speaking evil against you falsely. Oh, yes. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. That's how you know the Spirit and glory of God rests upon you. When all are speaking evil against you falsely, make sure it's a false accusation, though. If it's a true accusation, clean up the act. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Do you care what anybody says about you? Do you care what people say about you? Or do you care what God says about us? What's more important, what people say about us or what God says about us? God has said a lot about us. He has given us his more sure word. What does his word say about us? We need to meditate on that. We need to meditate on God's statutes. Thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors. What God said gives us the direction and the counsel that we need. His way is the right way. And mark it down. The majority of those who even would call themselves believers or Christians or Messianic believers, the majority of them will speak evil of you. Mark it down. Because the majority in this Antichrist world today, in this post-911 Antichrist world today, they don't know the statutes of God, the testimonies of God, the counsel of God. In context, having read it with their own eyes straight through, as God told us, man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. How many today, even those in pulpits, could say in truth that they have read the KJV Holy Bible, every word, the way God said, every word, in context, in order, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Most of them, all they have is the here a little, there a little. They don't know. They do not know the statutes of God and the testimonies of God and the counsel of God. Most do not know. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. His words give us life and will strengthen us where we need the strength in our spirit and soul as well as our body. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me. Give me life according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. This is the understanding we need in this post-911 Antichrist world of confusion. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. We know this God promised perfect Holy Bible is the very word of God. It is absolute pure truth and the only way by which truth can be proven. But wisdom only comes from God and gives us the knowledge of how to apply this absolute pure truth in the only means by which truth may be proven. But in all you're getting, get understanding, and that only comes one way, as we're willing to turn at the reproof of His Holy Spirit. I have declared my ways. And my ways, when I went the way that I did go, seemed right in my own eyes. But what does God say about it? We're rational beings. Whatever we do, we think is right when we're doing it. But what does God say about it? I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. You feel like that? Many saints, as a common testimony today, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. We can depend upon what God said. God cannot lie. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Are you determined? See, that's what honors God. Only real faith honors God as God. That determination to do what God said just because God said so honors God as God. Nothing else. The rest is phony baloney that is called faith. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. And you shall endure unto the end, if that is your determination. Because that real faith honors God as God. But you have to know what God said if you claim you want to do what he said. It's ridiculous to say you're determined to do what God said and don't even know what God said and are not highly motivated to find out what God said. In context, things taken out of context become pretext for anything. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Make that your heart, and you shall endure unto the end. For you honor God as God. In that way, and in only that way, do you truly honor God as God. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Hallelujah. You'll stand. Yes, he will make you and empower you to stand. If that's your heart, if that's your whole heart, he will strengthen you. He will empower you. He will manifest his glory. You will see his power and his glory manifest to make you stand. If that's your heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments. For therein do I delight. Are you beginning to see something here? It seems to me that the commandments of God are important. The testimonies of God are important. What Obama said to the Pope and what the Pope said to Obama and what Putin said to Obama and what Obama said to the Putin are nothing, of no significance. They cannot be compared at all by way of importance of the words of God. They are without any worth whatsoever. Absolutely, completely, totally worthless compared to the Word of God. This is what's important. The commandments of God, the statutes of God, the testimonies of God. That's what's important. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. If there is one thing which will prevent you from enduring to the end, it is this thing called covetousness. Selfishness, wanting to keep what you've got, and not willing to share what you have. I don't have enough. Find someone who is in a more difficult place than you are and share it with them. Give to them. Fight covetousness with every ounce of your being. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. And quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. You fear God right, and you don't really have to fear anything else, do you? And it truly is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But don't fear those who can kill you. That's all they can do. But Jesus said, I tell you, whom you should fear, fear him who, after that he hath killed you, has the power to cast your soul into hell. Jesus said, yes, indeed, you need and you must fear him. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear, the fear of God. I shudder when I hear people say, fear God? Oh, no, I don't fear God. I love God. You don't know him. I'm sorry, child, you don't know him. My God wouldn't do that. That's the problem, child. You formed your own God. How is it that your God would not do what God said he would do in this more sure word which is written? How can that be? Something's wrong with that picture, child. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach which I fear. For thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Thy righteousness, not self-righteousness. Give me life with the true righteousness that only God can give. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation. Hallelujah. Even thy Yeshua. That's what Jesus means, salvation. When you read this word salvation, it's Jesus. It's Yeshua. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy Jesus, even thy Yeshua, even thy salvation according to thy word. Hallelujah. Oh, and Jesus is not a Christian nickname. You beware if you ever hear somebody denigrating the name of Jesus in any form. Yes, they called him Yeshua. But Jesus is not a nickname. Jesus is a very good in English transliteration of the Hebrew name, means salvation. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. What do you trust in? Do you trust in your money? Oh my, that's not good. For I trust in thy word. You can depend upon the word of God. You really can't depend on anything else. I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. Yes, the judgment for the righteous gives hope. Judgment is fearful. The judgment of God now coming upon this earth is fearful. Men's hearts are going to fail for fear of what God is going to allow to be brought upon this earth. But it shall be well with the righteous in judgment. The righteous understand it is only the righteous judgment of God that gives hope and light at the end of this tunnel, which otherwise has nothing but darkness. Take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgment. So shall I keep thy law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, freedom. God is a God of freedom. Every false god is a control freak. God wants you to be free. He wants you to be free of the bondage of sin. He will give you the power if you're willing to be set free. He wants you to be free. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. You can be put in the deepest concrete dungeon of the Satanists of this world, 20 stories in concrete, underground, in solitary confinement, and on a Sabbath. The only one that can keep him out of there, the Lord of glory, the Lord of Sabbath, the Holy One of Israel, who will make that cell holy by his holy presence. The only one that can keep him out of there is you. Because he wants to visit with his people. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. He is the Lord of Sabbath. He is the Holy One of Israel. It is his holy presence that makes holy. Otherwise it cannot be made holy. Only he can make things holy by his holy presence. Don't you see it? Oh, glory to God. In his presence is fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. How will people make it who continue to ignore and cast off as meaningless and worthless his fourth commandment that he put in stone with his finger and puts it in our hearts by his Spirit of truth and holiness and said it 137 times in 116 verses. How will they make it? How will they find strength to endure to the end of this Antichrist war on the saints? So shall I keep thy law continually, forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. If you're truly in Christ, they cannot take your freedom, nor can they take your life. They put me in some cell in solitary confinement. I hope to have the testimony of Richard Wurmbrand, who was put in a cell by the communists that he could not stand upright and could not stand up straight for 14 years. Put him in a box smaller than a coffin. 14 years, and that man's testimony was that those were the 14 best years of his life because of the intimate fellowship that he had, experiencing and enduring the sufferings of Christ. Oh, what a testimony. I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. For thy word hath quickened me. It is thy word which has given me life. You said it, and I know it's true, Lord Yeshua. You said the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life, and your word has given me life. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. Yes, the proud have had me greatly in derision. Do you have some enemies? Do you have people that deride you and scoff at you and mock at you and scorn you and laugh at you? Do you have enemies? Are you derided by many proud people? I mean, if you don't have enough enemies, let me know. I have plenty of those to share. Powerful enemies. Praise God. Oh, they're very proud. The proud have had me greatly in derision. Yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. I know you're on the throne, Lord. I know what you have done. I have seen what you have done. I know what you will do. I am confident even you will do it now, Lord. But even if you don't, deliver me now, Lord. You're still my Lord, and I shall still praise you. As long as I live and there is life in me and I have breath, I will praise you. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, Yeshua, Jesus, salvation, hallelujah. I have remembered thy name. You are the I am, hallelujah. You told Moses, I am that I am. Tell him I am has sent thee, Yeshua. That was you. I know it was you. You are the Holy One, born in Bethlehem, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. You are the Eternal One. Hallelujah. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, Yeshua. Jesus in plain English, salvation in any language. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had, because I kept thy precepts. Thou art my portion, O Lord. Oh, I remember. I remember the time that he asked me, are you ready to lose everything? And I won't go through the list that he gave me that I had to choose to lose. Are you ready to lose it all and be left only with me? It took a long time to answer that question. But after about an hour and a half, thou art my portion, O Lord. Hallelujah! Thou art my portion, O Lord. And there has been peace, an abiding peace, ever since. Have you been there? Do you know what I'm talking about? Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste. I delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. All of your judgments are righteous altogether. All of your ways are judgment, and righteous judgment, perfect judgment. And I give you thanks, O Lord, because of thy righteous judgments. I'm a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. Those are my friends. There are few. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts.
Well, we're not under law, we're under grace.
Well, I am not your companion. Do we by faith make void the law of God? God forbid. Is that the kind of faith we have? God forbid. Do we by faith, the kind of faith we have, make void the law of God? Is that the kind of faith we have? God forbid. Yea, rather, we establish the law. That's the real faith that honors God. Yea, rather, we establish it. If you uphold his law, if you love his law, if you delight in his law, if you live his law, if you walk in his law is 10 simple instructions in love. Can't you see that's why faith works by love? His 10 commandments are 10 simple instructions how to love God. 4, how to love God, and 6, how to love your neighbor in reality and truth. That's why faith works by love. And love is keeping God's commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's the real thing. The rest is phony baloney, feigned affection. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge. For I have believed thy commandments, all of them, including the fourth one. All 613 in the Old Testament, except the ones done away by the better priesthood. The Melchizedek priesthood is better than the Levitical priesthood. The law is about purification and cleansing. I've got something better now. But the rest of them, oh, they're good. Even those were good before you provided the better. And all 800 of your commandments in the New Testament, I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me. But I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Oh, yes. Many of the proud have forged many lies against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. Have you been there? Can you say that? It is good for me that I have been afflicted. Oh, I don't like being afflicted. You don't either. Being afflicted doesn't feel good. But have you been there? Can you say that? It is good for me that I have been afflicted. I've been there. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Has God shown you the greater love manifestation of chastening you? Have you seen it? It didn't feel good, did it? Do you know it was good? Do you see the greater manifestation of love in the chastening? It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me, and I delight in thy law. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. And that's why they that fear thee will be glad when they see me. They will know by that same spirit that is in them that we are at God. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right. I know it. I don't think I know this. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to chasten me, even afflicting me, because I would not turn at your reproof. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word, unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me, without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, for thy Yeshua. Father, my soul fainteth. I love the idea of his coming. My soul fainteth for thy Yeshua. Father, my soul fainteth for thy salvation. But I hope in thy word. That's where my hope is, in thy word. I have confidence in thy word. I shall not be moved from thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? for I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet I do not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. They call me a legalist because I won't obey your law. They ridicule me because I will keep your commandments and not the commandments of the church or the pope or their favorite poobah. The day you have set aside for fellowship and to be made and kept holy is the seventh day, not the first day or the eighth day, not Sun God Day of the Pope. The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments, even the fourth one, they're all faithful. And I know they persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. Give me life. Give me strength. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep thy testimony of thy mouth. I'm going to do what you said. I don't care what people who contradict and do away and said what you said doesn't apply anymore. It doesn't count anymore. We've got a New Testament. We've got a new covenant. We worship on Sunday. We keep Sunday holy. That honors the Pope, I know. And you're not honored by that. Oh, I'll worship you. And I'll joy in worshiping you on the Sunday or on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. But when it gets dark and the sun goes down and it starts getting stars in the sky on Friday night, I'm listening for you to knock at my door. And I want you, Lord of Sabbath, the Holy One of Israel, to come in and make holy those 24 hours until it gets dark on the seventh day, to make those 24 hours holy by your holy presence. Yes, I believe you would visit with me in a special way. And I will be ridiculed for that. But I shall keep the testimony of thy mouth. I will do what you said just because you said so. You're the God who cannot lie and who does not change. You are Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never spoke of another day, or observed another day, authorized another day. The apostate pope. It's his doing, and I'll not honor him. I'll honor you, the Lord of Sabbath. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thank you for letting me know that. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances. For all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast given me life. Thou hast quickened me. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. You are my teacher. Your spirit of truth and holiness, you are my teacher, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Oh, hallelujah. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. I am reproved. I am given to know you're right and my reasoned way is wrong. Through thy precepts I get understanding, and therefore I hate every false way. I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Strengthen me, quicken me, give me life, O Lord, according to thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart, thy testimonies. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place. Hallelujah. There is no place to run in this whole Antichrist world, but thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word, and I know I can trust your word. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job said that, and he was right. And I will go that way. Depart from me, ye evildoers. Get out of here. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Though none go with me, though I walk alone, depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live. And let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. And I will have respect unto thy statutes. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, and therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of thee. I fear thee. I have no room left for other fears. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation. I long for you, Yeshua. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. You are the righteous one. You are the holy one. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. I know it. Thank you for letting me see that. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. For they have made void thy law. It is so obvious. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. For they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. I hate it. I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful, and therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou used to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man. So will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, and therefore doth thy servant love it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, and I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Give me life. Strengthen me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation, Yeshua, Jesus, is far from the wicked. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me. Strengthen me. Give me life according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, strengthen me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace, yes, great peace, have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped in thy Yeshua. I have hoped in thy salvation, Jesus, and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. There is nothing that any of us could do or think that you don't know. We can fool everybody in the world. We can fool ourselves, but we'll never fool you. You know why we do it, even when we often don't know why we do what we do. And it's only your word that can separate the soul and spirit and allow us to see what you see regarding the thoughts and intents and motives of our heart. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me. Let God help you. Make sure you always allow God to handle the vengeance department. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy Yeshua. I have longed for thy salvation. Oh, I love the idea of your appearing. I have longed for thy Yeshua. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Hallelujah. I do not forget thy commandments. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.